Hello and welcome to the latest Nerd Central podcast. In this podcast, I want to introduce an extended set of the software success bytes. And in this case, what I'm going to be discussing is what I call the square dance. The principle behind the square dance is that a product is the creation of a program of work. And that program of work is a collection of projects. It is the choosing of which projects to do which ultimately decides what the product will look like, what it will be, what it will do. So one of the most challenging and important roles of a team leader in production of products is guiding and facilitating the teams into choosing which projects to do. Now that can be done by experience and gut feel. However, some structure and some model to help guide the decision-making process and act as a framework of discussion inside teams and between teams can certainly help. So the square dance is a mechanism of helping and facilitating human thought and communication. It is by no means a mechanism of making objective the decision-making process. So let's not look at this as how we make decisions, but let's look at the square dance as how we help us make better decisions. The other nice thing about this approach is that it's very simple and it's created from experience. Various parts of this have been used in my career and have been phenomenally successful and helpful in making sure products get out the door, as I've discussed in the past. However, this is the first time that I've simplified the whole structure and written it down and described it in a very easy and adaptable way. So we're not going to be talking about something that's set rigidly. There's a general concept and then a bunch of applications. And it would be great if other people take these and use them themselves and add to them. So what is the square dance? First thing to do for the square dance is actually draw the dance floor. And I'm sure that you have in the past come across the four quadrant model for something or other, making decisions, deciding what personality you have, all sorts of various things. So basically all we need to do is draw a square and divide that into four smaller squares. Now the trick with the square dance is to try and make everything in the top right hand corner. So we're going to either color or word this or both. So you can see on the website associated with this some examples of what a square dance should look like. But if you imagine the top right hand corner is green and that says JDI, just do it. The bottom left hand corner is red and in that it says WA, walk away. And then in the other two corners, that's top left and bottom right, they're amber. And they say maybe. So we can see that we've got a floor for decisions. If you dance up into the top right, you just do it. If you move over into the top left or bottom right, then it's a maybe, but not a definite. However, if you go over to the bottom left, down in that corner, that's a definite no. And then the trick with the square dance is to pick what those dimensions mean. What the up, down, and left, right actually means. Then, if you do pick the correct dimensions, as I call them, you can start to make some very quick and powerful insights into whether to do a project or not, and further, how you might restructure or reform the way you do projects or teams to make a project more viable. The first square dance I make when considering whether to do a project, or in agile terminology, an epic, is the Big, small, hard, easy square dance. So up in the top right-hand corner, which is the sweet spot, the Just Do It corner, we have the small, easy projects or epics. These you just do. There's no reason not to. And down in the bottom left-hand corner, in the walk away zone, we have the big, hard things. The things that are so difficult and require so much resource or time that you just simply cannot afford to do them. You leave those up to somebody else, or you find an alternative which isn't so large and isn't so hard. And that means that your question marks, your maybes, are small and hard and big and easy. Now, the big and easy is actually where you should offshore or outsource, because you can save an awful lot of money by getting that done by people who may be not your very, very most technically able developers, and with whom you can't have the most real-time architectural discussions. But it's big and it's easy, this job, so you just throw lots of outsourced or offshored manpower at it. And then down in the hard and small, sometimes they are worth doing because they can have huge payoffs. And often you might find one or two really clever individuals, and you say to one of them, hey, look, will you get this done? And she may say yes, and off it goes. We can see here that the amber, the maybes, you need to give more thought to, and other square dancers may well help. Whereas if you look up there and the small and easy, it's green, the chances are you're going to do it. Unless, of course, it turns out red in a different square dance. So let's have a look at the next square dance. The next square dance I'm going to have a look at is the high risk, low risk, small impact, big impact. So let's have a look. What's in the Just Do It? The green corner in the top right hand corner is a low risk, big impact. So the probability of success of the epic or of the project is very high. See, there are some things where you may just simply not be able to do it. There may not be enough time or resource, or it may just be technically far too difficult for your team to achieve something. And that is your risk. Those are your risk factors. There may be other risk factors. So what you want to do here is have a look. Is it a big impact? Are you going to achieve a lot? Is the customer going to see a big benefit? Is the system going to run a lot better? That's big impact and it's low risk. It's a no-brainer. It's a just do it. It's green. If it's low risk and small impact, it's a maybe, because it may simply not be worth doing. Okay, so it's not risky, but does it actually offer enough benefit to make it worthwhile? So that's in the bottom right-hand corner there. That's an amber maybe. And also you have the big impact, high risk things. They are sometimes worth doing, but if you do too many of them, then you end up with a lot of unsuccessful epics or stories. So over in the top left-hand corner, we have another maybe. If it's high risk and small impact, there's no point doing it. It's red. Anything that ends up in that square dance, in the walk away red, don't do it. That's an important part of the whole square dance philosophy. Any square dance, if a project or epic ends up in red, you don't do it.
Now, one of the problems I have when I'm recording these podcasts is that I have to edit them and record them and re-edit and re-record, and honestly, I get extraordinarily bored of my own voice. Now, it might not be quite so bad for a listener, but it figures to me that you might also be getting very bored of my voice. So before we carry on, I thought it might be fun to have a very different voice. So here we go. Now we've had a look at my small impact, big impact, high risk, low risk dance, and we've had a look at my big job, small job, hard job, easy job dance. The next dance is less technical or less defined, and it's a lot more to do with vision and where we're going with the product. In the end of the day, what we get out the door needs to fit in with the business goals and desires of those who commissioned it. Now, if we are a small company and the techies are running the show, this applies to their communication within the leaders. In a much larger organization, like the organization I work with at the moment, Micro Focus, you will have a business person who drives the product or the program of work forward, and you'll have a number of teams that are supplying the work. Now, what we need to do is assess how aligned the business and the production teams are, and also how well defined or definable an end to the production will be, so that we end up with a good finish where everyone's happy. Now, to do that's actually quite simple, but it does require another square dance. So let's get into a more festive mood.
Here we go. In this square dance, just like the others, we have Just Do It in the top right, Walk Away in the bottom left, and Maybe in the other two corners. Now, the vertical dimension is to do with vision and goals, or the sharedness of vision and goals. We're not likely to do a good job of making everybody happy and achieving a commonly appreciated high quality product unless we all share the same vision and goals. So at the top we have common vision and goals have been achieved. We know as a team leader that what we are building has the same vision and goals as the business driving people have. Now that means at the bottom we have vision and goals has not been discussed. We don't really know about shared goals or shared vision. A lot of projects and a lot of epics kick off that way because the teams guess what the business needs, or we only have requirements, not vision and goals. So requirements are actually left to right. Over on the good side, on the right side, we have well-defined requirements, and on the left-hand side we have fuzzy requirements or no requirements at all. Now it's quite surprising how many projects I've been involved with over the years where we have no requirements or fuzzy requirements, and honestly we haven't even discussed the notion of a common vision or common goals. Much more common is a situation which would be the top left, where we have a common vision and common goals, but really no requirements. That's when you have a chat over a pint or some tea and then decide, oh, let's go off and do this thing. Over on the bottom right also happens quite a bit, more in a very formal business environment where you might get a beautifully defined exact requirement documents and no notion of a common goal or a common vision. I have a little anecdotal example where that can cause difficulty. I was once working with a team of Indian developers and we sent out a requirement which said at the top of all of the scrollable tables on a web page it had to have a frozen pane as the title. And what we meant by that was that the title, this column means X, this column means Y, etc., doesn't scroll when you scroll the table. What we got back was a table which had the words frozen pane written at the top of each of the columns. The team in India had successfully filled in exactly to the letter what the requirements asked for. However, we had no shared common vision, and therefore the requirements were useless. So I hope you can see that the only real no-brainer, just do it, is when you have a common vision and very good requirements. There is a risk to going when you've only got one of those two and you just walk away from projects which have no requirements and no vision.
think it's time to come back to my normal voice after that little excursion into fun. I could carry on for a very long time about this, but I'm wanting to keep this podcast relatively short, maybe about 20 minutes. So I'll talk about a couple more square dancers that cover all the ones which I use regularly, and then move on to a little bit about what I call moving into the green. And then hopefully any future information and ideas to extend this can all be found on one of my two blogs. So the next square dance that I find very useful is to do with change. On the vertical, we have the potential damage caused by change. So the change is not the change by doing the project. It's more the change that might happen in the future if we have to alter the IT system or the software that was created by the project. So if changing that functionality, changing what we've written at some point in the future, has very little chance of causing trouble when it changes, the customer won't notice, the system won't notice, it's not a big deal, that's at the top, the square dance. But if changing it's going to have a severe impact, that's at the bottom. A severe impact might be, for instance, if you change the syntax of a programming language and everybody has to rewrite their software. A minor or unnoticeable change, maybe you change a sorting algorithm and it works a little bit better. That's not going to upset anybody. And then left to right, we have the likelihood or the need for change. So if we're building something we know isn't really up to scratch or we know will only be temporary, it has a very high likelihood of change. So if we have a very high must or will change probability, that's over on the left. If it's unlikely to change, that's over on the right. So we can see that something where nobody would notice any change, and it's unlikely to change anyway, that is a no-brainer. That's a just do it up in the green top right. If it's very likely to change, and change is extremely severe, that's a walk away. That's a red in the bottom left. Do not start writing code which you know will end up having to change, and when you change it, you're going to upset everybody. That just makes no sense. And your maybes are combinations like, if we had to change it, it'd have a severe impact, but it's very unlikely to change. Or it's very likely to change, but nobody will notice. Those are both maybes. And then the final square dance I'd like to look at is more to do with a customer-facing square dance. It actually relates a little bit to the big project, small project, hard, simple type square dance, but looking at more in terms of what I call customer joy. So you have customer joy is vertical. If your project or your epic will produce something that will create customer joy, that's at the top. If it won't create much customer joy, then that's at the bottom. If the overall cost is massive, that's at the left, and if it's trivial, is at the right. So we can see if it's trivial cost and it will create great customer joy, that's a top right green. Okay, so they're all my square dances. They're all written down on the blogs as well. So let's now look at what I call moving into the green.